This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Multiple news sources are reporting that the United States has shot down a large Chinese balloon suspected of conducting surveillance on U.S. military. It was reportedly brought down off the eastern coast of the United States over the Atlantic Ocean, where the remnants could potentially be recovered. Prior to this news, the FAA blocked civilian flights in the area and over the South Carolina coast. Earlier Saturday, in a brief remark in response to a reporter's question about the balloon, U.S. President Joe Biden said, "We're going to take care of it." Nearly 500,000 people have been left without power after an overloaded electrical substation in Odessa, Ukraine, caught fire while the temperature in Odessa stood at 2 degrees Celsius on Saturday. Temperatures are expected to be below freezing for much of the next week. Ukrainian officials warn that repairs could take weeks. The Ukrainian government said it would ask Turkey to send vessels that carry power plants to Odessa and ordered Ukraine's energy ministry to deliver generators to the city. Officials on both sides of Russia's war in Ukraine says dozens of prisoners have returned home following a prisoner swap. Top Ukrainian presidential aide Andriy Yermak said in a Telegram post that 116 Ukrainians were freed. Russian defense officials announced that 63 Russian troops had returned from Ukraine. Pope Francis on Saturday met South Sudanese children displaced by conflict and heard of the hardships of their lives in the camps, telling them they would build a better future for the world's newest country by replacing ethnic hatred with forgiveness. The Pope was visiting South Sudan with the Archbishop of Canterbury and the moderator of the Church of Scotland, an unprecedented joint, pilgrimage of peace. This is VOA News. The Israeli army raided a refugee camp near the Palestinian city of Jericho, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The military besieged houses in the Akabat Jaber refugee camp southwest of Jericho that they claimed were being used as hideouts for Palestinian attackers. Israeli soldiers shot at residents who opened fire, according to the military, wounding several Palestinians. The army said it entered the camp to search for suspects involved in a recent shooting at a restaurant in a nearby Israeli settlement, in which no one was wounded. The Israeli military confirmed that the suspects and family members trickled out of one of the homes and turned themselves in. I'm Karen Chamas.
Deadly protests rage across Peru as a political battle unfolds inside the halls of Congress, which is walled off from the streets by hundreds of police, armored vehicles, and gates. Lawmakers are at loggerheads over whether to hold a snap election this year following the December 7th ouster of leftist president Pedro Castillo partway through his term. That event sparked weeks of protests that have seen some 48 people killed. A jury has decided Elon Musk did not defraud investors with tweets in 2018. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The verdict by the nine jurors was reached after less than 2 hours of deliberation following a three-week trial. It pitted Tesla investors represented in a class action lawsuit against Musk, who is CEO of both the electric automaker and the Twitter service he bought for $44 billion a few months ago. In 2018, Musk tweeted that he had the financing to take Tesla private, even though it turned out he hadn't gotten an ironclad commitment for an aborted deal that would have cost between $20 and $70 billion to pull off. The verdict is a major vindication for Musk. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan has blocked access to Wikipedia for not removing what it denounced as blasphemous content, the host of the world's largest free online encyclopedia said on Saturday. The Wikimedia Foundation demanded that the Pakistan Telecommunication Authority immediately reverse the ban and said it believes that access to knowledge is a human right. The ban on Wikipedia drew criticism from Pakistani social media activists and users, demanding that the government review the decision and denounce it as regressive and harmful for the country's global image. Pakistan has previously also imposed temporary bans on access to Facebook, YouTube, and other social media outlets in the country for posting content deemed offensive to Islam. And a bipartisan group of leading U.S. lawmakers has nominated Jimmy Lai and five other Hong Kong democracy advocates for the Nobel Peace Prize. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.